Zero is a number that isn't easy to understand. Only humans, primates, dolphins, and some birds get the concept of zero, or at least that's what scientists used to think. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that another creature can do math with zero, and it's the honeybee.
Honeybees are tiny but talented. They have to explore to find food, sometimes flying more than 2 miles, and then find their way back to the hive. Scientists have done experiments showing that the bees can keep track of landmarks by counting.
Bees could count up to 4 landmarks to find a place to forage.
Scarlett Howard is a researcher at RMIT University in Melbourne, Australia. She wanted to know what other numerical skills bees might have.
And one of the big ones that jumped out at us was to see if they could learn some numerical rules and then apply that to zero.
Zero is special and weird. Preschool children struggle to wrap their minds around it. To see how bees would handle zero, Howard lured them to a wall where they were presented with 2 square cards. Each card had a different number of black symbols, such as circles or triangles.
They could come and see 2 circles versus 3 circles or 4 triangles versus 1 triangle or something like that.
She trained bees to understand that sugar water would always be located under the card with the least number of symbols. She says the bees would hover in front of the cards, inspecting them.
And it's quite amazing to watch such a small-brained animal do something so complex and actually look like it's trying to work out a problem.
After the bees had learned to go for the smaller number, Howard presented the bees with 2 cards. One card had 1 symbol on it, and the other card was completely blank. Howard watched to see what the bees would do.
So I guess I was excited, but I wasn't holding my breath for any results like the one we got.
The bees seemed to understand that zero was less than 1, because they flew toward the blank card more often than you'd expect if they were choosing at random. Although they weren't that good at distinguishing between the two. It got easier for them when they had to compare zero with a larger number.
What that tells us is that they consider zero as an actual quantity along the number line. They're actually better at doing 0 versus 6 because those 2 numbers are further apart.
Other experiments, described in the journal Science, offer additional evidence that bees get the basic idea of zero. And that surprised Andreas Nieder.
This is quite amazing. In my view, that bees can really do it.
He's a scientist at the University of Tübingen in Germany, who studies how animals process the idea of nothing. He says zero is so quirky and strange, it's hard for humans.
We take longer to process zero, and for some adults, it remains a mysterious number. For instance, when asked whether it's an odd or an even number, people struggle with this.
And yet, bees somehow manage to have a primitive grasp of zero. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.